We're here with Jim Bassage and Andrea Smith from Steuben Council on Addiction. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Good. Thanks. And now that we're in prom and graduation season, we're here to discuss a few things. First question for you today. Why are you trying to promote a safe graduation season?
Well, Jeff, as you know, we are coming into the time of the year when proms and graduations are taking place. And usually around those times also come celebrations. And unfortunately, also it comes along with that is underage drinking. And we're trying to promote awareness to both youth and parents and community members that, you know, we want prom and graduation to be times that are truly celebrations and enjoying successes and not looking at incidents where somebody has been hurt or, God forbid, injured or killed in a car accident because of underage drinking and driving. So we really want to raise the awareness around this next month and a half of the spring.
Very important thing to do, of course. Another question is, what are some of the issues revolving around underage drinking?
Well, some of the issues are shown from the Steuben County Risk and Protective Survey that shows that 33% or 1 in 3 high school students indicated that they used alcohol in the past 30 days. To add to that, 33% or 1 in 3 high school students again reported that they drank more than 5 drinks in the past 30 days, which is considered binge drinking. The survey also shows that 25% or 1 in 4 high school students stated that they rode in a car with someone who had been drinking. So alcohol is the most easily accessible drug for minors to get a hold of, whether they pay older people to purchase it, whether they're stealing it from their family members, or just getting it from friends. There are many avenues that a minor can go down to get this. 65% of youth surveyed nationally, so not just within Steuben County, but nationally across the country, said that they got the alcohol they're drinking from family and friends. And 29% of parents and teens surveyed nationally indicated they know of parents who host teen alcohol parties. 25% of teens reported that they have attended a party where alcohol is served to underage youth in the past 2 months, while the parents thought the number was closer to only 15%.
Amazing numbers there.
Yes.
Yes. Now, we've been hearing about this a lot lately. What is parents who host lose the most?
Well, it's a media campaign to promote awareness for parents and youth that parents cannot legally provide alcohol to teens under the age of 21. They are able to provide alcohol to their own teens in their own home under their supervision, but in no way can they provide alcohol in their home or allow individuals under the age of 21 drink, possess, or consume alcohol in their house, whether they're home or not. It carries some very stiff penalties, and you're seeing, I think, more incidents coming into the news and being published in the newspapers with parents who are being confronted and caught in these type situations. And I think the parents think they're doing the right thing or the responsible thing by having them drink in front of them, have all the kids there, don't allow them to drive, take their keys. They think those are the responsible things to do. But what the message they're not getting is that even by doing that, it may be responsible in one respect. They're putting themselves in a terrible liable situation that if the next morning somebody leaves and is still under the influence and gets in an accident or hurts somebody or kills somebody, God forbid, they're going to be responsible. They're going to face penalties from law. They're possibly going to be sued by parents. They could lose their home, savings, everything they've worked hard for because of that one situation. So Parents of Hosts is another awareness effort to raise that level of education and information about that situation so that they can be better informed and hopefully find other positive ways to celebrate these very important days, prom and graduation, without having it include alcohol.
That's it. It's such an important and joyful situation. You don't want to get in trouble by dealing with alcohol, and the parents, they just need to know what the consequences are when it comes to that. How can parents ensure their child's safety around graduation time?
Well, not only around graduation time, but prom time also. Parents can do a lot to ensure their child's safety. Just by knowing where your child is going after the graduation parties is a great thing to do. You can call ahead and confirm that there's going to be adult supervision at a party that your child is attending, and also confirm that there is no alcohol that is going to be served. Be aware of the transportation arrangements. That's one way to really lower the amount of students who are riding in a car with somebody who's been drinking. Have your child contact you when they reach their party destination. Another way that parents can help is by contacting the sheriff's tip line if they suspect an underage drinking party is going on. It's completely anonymous, and there's two ways that you can do it. If you wanted to call the tip line specifically for underage drinking, you can call the number 1-877-862-4847. Or if you prefer to do it over the internet, and this tip over the internet does not have to be just about underage drinking. It can be about anything that the sheriff would want to be notified about. You can go to the sheriff's website at steubencony.org with the /sheriff. And the sheriff takes these tips very seriously, and as a result, parties have been confronted and shut down. Also, the department is currently investigating a few underage drinking tips right now.
Now, if people want to find out more about Steuben Council on Addiction, how can they find out more information?
Well, our office is right off the square in Bath. It's a little yellow brick house. Or you could call us at 776-6441. And you could use any of the extensions of the prevention educators, and we could provide you with information, handouts, materials. If you have groups, we'd be willing to come and speak to school groups, groups of parents, Rotary, Qantas, anything that makes sense that would help us raise a level of awareness on this very important issue.
And speaking of awareness, I see you're also on Facebook now, right?
Yes. Yes, we are.
All right. Jim Bassage and Andrea Smith from Steuben Council on Addiction, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.